Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect as we take a closer look at biodiversity and sustainability in County Clare. Today we meet Raquel Noboa, CEO and founder of 50 Shades Greener, the leading sustainability company providing education, certification and consultancy to businesses, tourism destinations, governments and educational providers. Many people and businesses have begun to realise that climate change is a serious issue caused by humans, and if we don't do something about it now, it might be too late for the next generation. We are all vulnerable to the impact of climate change, and while everyone has a part to play, businesses in particular are facing increased regulation and pressure to reduce their carbon footprint. Raquel Noboa worked in hospitality for 23 years, and it was during this time she realised she could educate people about how their business could be greener and more sustainable. This prompted her to establish 50 Shades Greener.
So when I was at Hotel Dooland, I realised that yes, you know, we could do something. I could measure our hotel's carbon emissions, that this was a thing, that people were doing this. So I learned how to measure our emissions, and that made me feel empowered that if I could measure them, then I could manage them and I could do something to reduce them. So I started, you know, it took me a couple of years to start learning about environmental sustainability, waste, water and energy and the effect that all those resources have in the planet. And unfortunately, I discovered that within hospitality, we tend to overuse those resources a lot. So I started putting together a kind of like 50-step program of things that we could do, 50 steps we could take to reduce energy, water and waste. And that's where 50 Shades Greener, the name, came from. But within 2 years of the start of that program, we had reduced our energy by 30%, our waste by 40%, and our water by 25%. And that's what made me realize that this wasn't just a nice thing to do, that from a business perspective, it's the smart thing to do because you can also save a lot of money. I give you an average, normally our clients are reducing energy costs by about 30%, which in some cases could be up to 60,000-80,000 euros a year. So that's how it all started. It took me a few years, I guess, to take the plunge and leave a really good job. I really enjoyed working there, but I really felt that what we had done there needed to be shared and spread to other hotel managers. And 2017, then I set on the mission to try and teach other people to do the same things I had done.
How difficult is it to persuade a business that there are benefits environmentally and financially to cut back on your carbon footprint?
Yeah, at the beginning, back in 2017, 18, it was quite difficult. It felt like, you know, I was going against the tide, you know, and I understand the industry is a really fast-paced industry. So it was difficult at the beginning, but I guess, you know, the whole climate crisis has been in the news so much for the past couple of years that has somehow really accelerated the process for people to understand. And funnily enough, I think the pandemic also actually allowed people time to reflect and think about biodiversity and nature and, you know, what we're doing to the planet. And it has really exponentially catapulted training programs like mine. But at the beginning, it was quite difficult. I always tried to come from the point of not everybody cares about the environment as much as others, and that's okay. You know, we can't force a personal view on anybody else. So, you know, for those that I knew sustainability wasn't their end goal, then I always try and promote the cost savings. And to me, just like I said, it's about efficiency. It's about becoming efficient. So why would you use more energy than you have to? Why would you want to extract more fossil fuels than we have to? But I feel our society has just lost the connection between those natural resources like oil and gas and water and how they affect the environment. And you can use as much electricity as you want as long as you're willing to pay for it.
Most businesses presumably are environmentally conscious and want to do their bit. Are businesses often surprised when you go in, do a review of their operation and tell them they could save here and save there?
They are, and the funny thing is a lot of the times when I first speak to a potential client, they say, we're quite green already. You know, they do generally do believe, because maybe they've implemented some things like, you know, waste segregation, which should be a given, really not an extra action, or, you know, we're all under this belief of compostable cups for takeaway, and yes, they're all, you know, they're all very valid actions, but yeah, they are surprised when because everything I teach for me, it starts with measuring your environmental impact, finding out your green key performance indicators and your carbon emissions. And that's what gives then a general manager, once you put those numbers in front of them and they've actually analyzed their utility bills for the past year, that's when they get really excited, because they can see, you know, the potential of thousands and thousands of euros in savings at the same time as, you know, complying with what society wants right now. I do firmly believe, you know, anybody traveling around the world right now wants to travel more sustainably. Society has become a lot more environmentally aware in the last couple of years. And so for a business that doesn't try to align themselves to those customer values, I do believe that in the next few years, they may not have a business to run, because we have to do what our clients are asking us to. So yes, they get very surprised, and they start seeing it then as a management system of efficiency more than just, you know, an ice cream programmed to please people. We all have a certain level of personal responsibility for climate change. You know, I didn't cause climate change and neither did you. So we can't change that. But what we can change is the things that are within our control. And I really believe that we all have things within our control that can be adjusted. It's not about, you know, becoming a vegan now all of a sudden. It's about making a small incremental changes that would allow us to lead more sustainable lives. And every single person in this planet, every business and every corporation can do something about it.
That was Raquel Noboa, founder and CEO of 50 Shades Greener. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.